Fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty "Hi-yo, Silver!" The Lone Ranger. His faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fella! I am Silver! Aye!
The five county supervisors sat facing Reed Caldwell on the far side of the long table. Reed watched each of them as they spoke in turn. His gray eyes were steady, and his lean, tanned face showed no expression until John Burnett, the chairman, summed up for the board.
And so the situation is simply this. As the Board of Supervisors, we're supposed to govern the county. In reality, it's Wade Torrance who runs it. And he'll continue to run it until we can find a sheriff who isn't afraid of him.
John, I'm married now. I've bought a ranch. I came here to Claremont County to raise cattle, not to wear a badge.
You want to live in peace, is that it?
Yes.
Well, then you've come to the wrong place. Your cowhands will be killed and your cattle run off just the same as ours have been.
How long ago was Tim Dolan shot?
He was dry gulched a month ago.
What have you been doing for a sheriff since then?
Ben Smith has been running office.
Well, let him keep on. I promise that I'll serve on a posse any time he calls on me.
But Ben's an old man. He isn't equal to the job and he knows it. He should be the turnkey of the jail and nothing more.
Well, find a younger man then. I'm not so young myself.
You're the best gunfighter I ever met.
I'm tired of being a gunfighter.
They say you have the fastest draw in the West.
Did you ever hear of a masked man called the Lone Ranger?
Of course.
I hope you don't think I could outdraw him.
Well, you'd never have to. He's on the side of the law. But you're more than a match for any of Wade Torrance's gang.
I'm not even sure of that. I saw a star web with Torrance this morning.
Oh, well, he just arrived in Claremont City.
Doesn't he intend to stay?
You're not afraid of him, are you, Reed?
I didn't say that. But perhaps I am. Perhaps I've been afraid of every gunman I ever went after. What would you say to that?
I'd say no one would ever guess it.
Well, it's true, I think. I've carried fear like a lump of ice in my chest every time I went for my gun. I haven't been afraid of the man exactly. I've been afraid I'd have to kill him. Many times I have. Don't want to anymore.
Torrance's men burned down the Turner Ranch 3 months ago. They shot little Mary Turner when she tried to stop them from taking her pony.
I hadn't heard about that.
Do such men deserve to live?
Can you give me any evidence that will warrant my arresting Wade Torrance?
No, Reed. It will be up to you to get the evidence.
I haven't said I'd take the job.
You mean to, though. I can see it in your eyes.
All right. Where's the badge?
Reed stepped out into the moonlight and started down the main street to the livery stable where he had left his horse. Suddenly, a hand reached out and pulled him into the opening between two buildings.
Hey, what's the idea?
And then a bullet ricocheted from the corner post of one of the buildings, and Reed allowed himself to be drawn farther back from the street.
That bullet was meant for me.
That's right.
Hey, you're Tonto. What are you doing here?
Lone Ranger make camp near here. Him want talk with you. You come with me.
Sure thing. But how did you know someone was going to take a shot at me?
Let me see. Barrel of rifle in second floor. Hotel cross street.
Torrance.
Room dark. Me not see face a man behind rifle.
I didn't mean that Torrance actually fired the shot himself. But he must have given orders that I was to be killed if I walked out of the supervisor's office wearing a badge.
Maybe so.
I should do something about this. Go after the man who shot at me.
Well, him gone now. You'll not find him. Better you come with me. Talk to Mask Man.
My horse is at the livery stable.
Well, you take Allie and get there. Me meet you west of town.
I'll meet you in 10 minutes.
Tonto and Reed met outside town, and the Indian led the way to the Lone Ranger's camp. Years before, the Masked Man had helped Reed round up a band of smugglers in Los Gatos on the border. And when they clasped hands that night, Reed didn't have to be told the Lone Ranger was ready to help him once again.
I suppose you're here because you've heard about the trouble Wade Torrance has been making.
We've been camped here for 2 days, Reed. During that time, Tonto's brought me many stories of the rustling and killing that's been going on. We learned you'd bought a ranch in the county. We learned the supervisors meant to offer you the job of sheriff. That's why Tonto was waiting for you in town tonight.
If he hadn't been, I'd be dead.
Oh? What happened?
Them shoot at him.
They were waiting for me when I came out of the supervisor's office. But Tonto had spotted their ambush and pulled me into the shelter of a building just as the shot was fired. In a way, it's flattering. Means Torrance is afraid of me, doesn't it?
Yes. If he weren't, Tonto and I might not be here.
Don't understand.
We knew nothing of the situation in the county until we arrived.
Then why...
We followed Starweb from Tombstone. Tonto overheard him talking to some men there. He'd received a message there was a job waiting for him in Claremont County. A job that would pay $1,000.
Me hear him say your name.
I see. Torrance sent for my executioner.
Webb is here to act as Torrance's bodyguard. If you ever try to arrest Torrance, you'll have to shoot it out with Star Webb first.
That's definite enough. Forewarned is forearmed, though.
I have another warning, Reed.
What's that?
You know who owns the Monte Carlo?
No, I've never been in the place.
The owner is Rosita Moreno.
From Los Gatos.
You remember her?
Of course. She was a very good friend.
She may have been at one time, Reed. She isn't now.
It would be hard to believe that Rosita...
Will you take my word for it?
I've never known you to be wrong.
Rosita isn't the sole owner of the Monte Carlo. Torrance is her silent partner.
You're sure of that?
You hear him talk.
Well, in that case...
It would be safer not to trust her, in spite of your old friendship.
I remember your warning.
Reed took over his duties as sheriff the next morning, and shortly before noon, Rosita Moreno walked into his office.
Buenos dias, senor sheriff.
Hello, Rosita.
May I speak to you in private?
Just close the door and sit down.
Thank you.
It's been a long time.
See, there have been changes.
I'm back at my old job.
Perhaps it is I who have changed most. But then I always was a gambler, no?
Yes.
A gambler, but not a cheat. And that is why I have come to you this morning, to tell you the truth. I am on the other side in this town.
So I've been told.
And you understand, I play to win. I shall not let an old friendship interfere with my winning.
You've made yourself perfectly clear. Is that all?
No, Reed. Because of our old friendship, I do not wish you to destroy yourself.
I've already learned that wearing a badge is dangerous business around here.
It is more than that. It is suicide. You are one man, and you will get no help from the men who have forced this job on you. They are cowards, every one.
If that's all, I...
It is not quite all. I have seen your wife. She is young and pretty and good. You will be away from her a great deal. You must think of the danger to her as well as to yourself.
I already have. We made our decisions last night. Sue's left the county, Rosita, and she'll not return until Torrance is behind bars. Why do you laugh?
Torrance will not like that. He was counting on your fear for her safety. You have won the first trick, but I still say you will lose the game, and I shall be playing against you.
As you wish, Rosita.
As fate makes it necessary. If we speak of wishes, I wish you good luck, amigo.
Wade Torrance, burly and bearded, and Star Webb, cold and ruthless, were waiting in the office of the Monte Carlo for Rosita. Wade jumped to his feet as she entered the room.
Well?
I told you it would be no use for me to go and see him. He is not a man who scares easily.
Did you warn him we might go after his wife?
That plan you must throw out the window. She is gone.
Gone where?
I was not fool enough to ask him where. Do you think he would have told me? No, Wade, you will not be able to strike at him through a woman. The attack must be direct. It is now up to this so brave gunfighter you have brought from Santa Fe.
You don't think much of me, do you, Rosita?
I reserve my judgment.
You'd better get out of here, Rosita.
Why? This is my office.
I said get out. I want to talk to Star alone.
Very well. If you have no need of brains...
What's that?
I shall be in the gambling room if you find you need me.
She's a smart one.
Yeah, too smart for her own good. But she spoke the truth a few minutes ago, Star. It's up to you now.
Just what do you want me to do?
Pick a fight with Caldwell and beat him to the draw. Well?
Oh, I can do it. But I'm not sure it's a wise thing for you.
Why not?
The witnesses of the shooting will go to the governor of the territory. They'll tell him one of your hired hands shot Caldwell in cold blood. You'll have United States Marshals here. Might even have the militia.
Yeah, it's not so good.
Not good at all for you. I'll be across the border. They'll never be able to touch me.
It should happen where there aren't any witnesses.
Right.
But after last night, Caldwell will be watching for another ambush.
Of course. And he's a cagey bird.
There's only some way we could set a trap for him.
There is.
How?
He's sworn to uphold the law. That means whenever the law is broken, he has to do something about it.
Come on, come on. What's your idea?
Herb Spencer.
What about him?
No one knows about the agreement you have with Spencer. No one knows you drive the cattle you rustle into the canyons on his south range. That's where you change their brands before driving them across the border.
Listen, Spencer is useful to me because he's supposed to be respectful. You can't have any open connection with my operation.
I'm not suggesting that. As you say, Spencer is supposed to be respectable. If he calls for help, the sheriff will have to give it to him.
The sheriff will, with a posse at his back.
Now, Wade, suppose it's the dead of night. A cowhand comes racing up to the sheriff's office. Reed's living in the quarters and back now. The cowhand has a message. Spencer's been shot. He's dying. He wants to identify you and me as the men who shot him. He wants the law to have his testimony. Caldwell may give his deputy orders to round up a posse and follow him. But he'll not wait for any posse. He'll head for the Spencer ranch alone.
And?
We'll not have to worry about any witnesses to Caldwell's death.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger adventure. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue. On the evening of the day Wade Torrance and Star Webb made their plans to murder Reed Caldwell, Tonto rode into the Lone Ranger's camp.
Oh, Scott, oh, fella. Easy, Scott. Easy, fella.
You've been riding hard, Kemosabe.
Maybe we find place where Russell to take cattle them steal.
Where?
The rough country, south of Spencer Ranch.
I know. Any of those canyons might do as a hiding place, but they have no water or grass.
Maybe that not so. Me find sign of cattle lead into Badlands.
Then every one of the canyons must be searched. And we'll start tonight. Here, Silver. Easy, steady, big fella.
Easy, Scout. Easy, fella.
Come on, Silver!
Come on!
At 11 o'clock that evening, Herb Spencer was pacing the floor of his living room, arguing with Wade Torrance and Star Webb.
Wade, you must admit that I've done everything you've asked me to, but this is impossible. It would mean throwing away my good name.
I don't see what you're so excited about, Spencer. All we ask is that you send one of your men into town with a message for the sheriff that you've been shot.
What happens afterwards?
Oh, we'll take care of that.
You'll get rid of the sheriff, and I'll be blamed for leading him into a trap. People will soon find out I haven't been shot. That my message to the sheriff was nothing but a trick.
Is that all you're worried about?
Well, it's something I'll not be able to conceal.
Your worries are over.
You shot me. Yeah,
exactly where I meant to shoot you, in your left arm.
Help me.
Of course. Come here. Here, sit down on the couch.
There are bandages, antiseptic in that cupboard.
Yeah, okay.
Well, this is what you asked for, isn't it? Now you can send your message to the sheriff. And you'll be telling the complete truth.
Yes. Have Monty take the message to town and get rid of your other men. Send them out to one of your line camps for the night. Star and I'll be waiting for the sheriff in the bunkhouse. We don't want anyone else around.
Cold-blooded killers, both of you.
Oh, boy.
The cowhand from the Spencer Ranch dismounted in front of the sheriff's office and pounded on the door. A moment later, Reed Caldwell opened it. Ben Smith, his deputy, stood directly behind him.
Sheriff, Herb Spencer wants you.
What's happened?
He's been shot. What? He's in a bad way and he wants to see you before it's too late.
Who shot him?
I saw Wade Torrance and Star Webb ride away from the ranch house right after it happened. You better get out there fast. I'm going for the doctor.
Ben.
Yeah?
Round up as many men as you can trust and meet me at the Spencer Ranch.
Right.
Ben found two of the men he was looking for in the Monte Carlo. And as he started toward the door with them, Rosita stopped him.
Ben, what is this all about?
Percy.
Rosling?
You tend to your business and I'll tend to mine, Rosita.
You must tell me.
This is the end of your crowd. Herb Spencer's been shot and he's ready to make a statement that it was Wade Torrance and Star Webb that did it.
Where is Herb?
At his ranch. The sheriff's on his way there, and as soon as I round up a few more men, we're going after him.
You fools!
Come on, men.
All right, Ben.
This is murder.
Oh, who the hell?
When Reed Caldwell burst into the ranch house, he found Herb Spencer sitting at his desk, his bandage gleaming white in the lamplight.
Well, from what your hand told me, I gathered you were dying, Spencer.
Are you disappointed about that, Sheriff?
No. I'm here for your statement.
I'm not sure I have any to make.
Your man said you did.
Well, I've been thinking it over. Since the wound isn't serious, I've decided not to press charges.
Spencer, this is our chance to arrest Wade Torrance and Star Webb.
I doubt if you'd be able to do that, Sheriff.
You leave it to me.
Reed! What?
That's Rosita.
What's she doing here?
Reed, go. Go quickly.
Rosita.
She's been shot. Put her on the couch.
You must go. Get out of here. They are outside, Star and Wade. It was Wade who shot me.
See what you can do for us, Spencer. I'm going after them.
In heaven's name, put out the lamp. They will shoot through the window. Reed, you have been hit.
I'll get the lamp.
Keep down. Do as Spencer is doing. Lie flat on the floor.
Not while there's a chance of putting a bullet through them.
They will see you at the window.
Hey, they're riding away.
Are you sure?
Heading for town. Oh, I think I see why. Two riders coming this way from the south.
From the south?
Well, there's no reason why we shouldn't light the lamp again.
Who are they?
I'm not sure, but I believe...
Up with your hand, Sheriff.
What?
You heard me. Drop your gun and reach for the ceiling.
And it's too bad one shot wasn't enough. It's up to me now.
So the coyote comes after the wolves. I do not let you.
Here we are. Now you, Sheriff.
But as Spencer leveled his gun at the sheriff, the Lone Ranger stepped into the room, and the bullet from his gun drove cleanly through Spencer's forearm before he could squeeze the trigger.
A masked man.
The Lone Ranger, Spencer.
He get gun.
You've been wounded, Reed.
Never mind me. Take care of Rosita.
We'll do what we can.
During the next few minutes, the Lone Ranger and Tonto worked desperately to save Rosita's life. When all that could be done for her had been done, Reed's right shoulder and Spencer's arm were bandaged. Then, as they watched Rosita for some sign of returning consciousness, the sheriff told the masked man everything that had happened.
So it turns out that Spencer is a member of Torrance's gang.
We suspected that when Tonto and I found stolen cattle in one of the canyons south of here.
Sheriff, I want you to know I was forced to do what I did. I escaped from prison in Kansas 5 years ago. Torrance knew it and threatened to send me back there unless I took his orders.
You'll hang for murder if Rosita dies. And so will Torrance and Webb.
You say they headed back for town?
They started in that direction.
Torrance will not...
Rosita!
Ulysses, Torrance will not run away. He has too much to lose in Claremont. And he knows you are wounded, if not dead. There is no one else in the county who would dare try to arrest him.
Rosita, I want you to meet the man who saved your life. This is the Lone Ranger.
So... then there is someone who might dare.
The following morning, the people of Claremont clustered around Ben Smith as he tacked a penciled notice to the door of the sheriff's office.
The Lone Ranger. Where'd he come from?
Is some kind of a joke, Ben?
Joke? Nothing. You just read what it says. Lone Ranger's been appointed chief deputy and acting sheriff of Claremont County. And I don't mind telling you that Reed Caldwell's given him authority to arrest Wade Torrance and Star Webb.
The news swept like wildfire through the town. There was a moment of high excitement. And then the townspeople began to think of their own safety as they learned Torrance and Webb were prepared to defy the law. By noon, the main street was deserted. Ben Smith met the Lone Ranger and Tonto in a grove outside the town.
They're not running. They mean to fight.
Where are they?
In the Monte Carlo.
Alone?
Yeah. None of Wade's cheap help wants any part of this.
Reed counted on that.
But there's still two of them against one of you.
We go with Mask Brandon.
Even so, I don't see how you're going to manage it. As soon as you walk through the door of the Monte Carlo, they'll start pouring lead into you.
There's more than one entrance to the Monte Carlo.
A few moments later, the Lone Ranger and Tonto were walking down the main street toward the Monte Carlo.
Town pretty quiet.
Yes. You're sure about the layout of the cafe?
They're outside stairs in back. Lead to second floor.
The door will be locked. And what's beyond the door?
Their hall. Lead to balcony.
The balcony above the gaming room? Good enough.
Inside the Monte Carlo, Wade Torrance stood behind the bar, facing the front door. Star Webb watched at one of the windows.
You see him?
Yeah. He isn't alone. He has an Indian with him.
The one they call Tonto. Where are they?
Halfway down the block.
Better get back here with me.
Right.
Star took his place behind the bar with Wade, and together they waited. The minutes passed slowly.
They'll kick the door in and step back from the opening. Shoot at the first sound.
They're taking their time about it.
Listen, they're breaking in upstairs.
They're inside.
Come on, the other side of the room. We'll plug them as soon as they step out on the balcony.
Torrance and Webb waited in their new position, but no one appeared on the balcony.
They could have taken the back stairs down to the kitchen.
Yeah, watch the kitchen door. I'll keep an eye on the balcony.
Another 5 minutes of silence. And then...
Hey, what's that?
The trap door behind the bar. They went down to the cellar from the kitchen. They found the steps that lead up to the bar.
Let's get out of here.
Right.
In the name of the law.
Torrance and Webb paid no attention to the Lone Ranger's command. They threw open the door of the cafe, only to find Tonto standing in the middle of the street, his guns drawn.
Drop guns!
Torrance chose Tonto as his target, Star Webb whirled to fire at the Lone Ranger behind the bar, but it was the bullets of the masked man and the Indian that found their mark. The two outlaws dropped in the doorway, both of them badly wounded.
You're under arrest for murder and robbery.
Half an hour later, their wounds bandaged, Torrance and Webb joined Spencer in jail. The town celebrated, and in the days that followed, with the ringleaders behind bars, the people of the county found their courage and hurried forward to give evidence against the gang. Every one of them was tried and convicted, with one exception. On the day Rosita was acquitted, she walked from the courthouse with Reed Caldwell.
Now it is all over, Reed, and your pretty wife may come home.
Yes, Rosita.
Home is where I belong, too. I shall go back to Mexico.
There's no reason.
There are many reasons, and it is better not to speak of them. I am happy for you, and I am grateful to everyone for their kindness.
Kindness? If it hadn't been for you...
What I did was so little, Reed. It was you and your friend who brought peace to this town and this county.
I don't deserve much credit. What would I have done without him?
It is a good question. What would many, many people do without the Lone Ranger? This is a feature of The Lone Ranger Incorporated, created by George W. Trendle, produced by Trendle Campbell Muir Incorporated, directed by Charles D. Livingston, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of The Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer.